Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
We did not ask when you walked through the door this morning. Jim Labreck, CMS, which stands for Carbon Mitigation Specialist, our tech advisor on energy. He technically advised former Governor Paula Page, now Republican candidate for Congress in CD2. Did you go to the Bobby Charles event at Dice Arts last night?
Yeah, I went there last night.
That was my guess. I didn't ask on purpose because I wanted to be surprised. You did go, yes.
Yeah, and okay. I went to Wayne the night before, the function in Wayne, which was really nice.
Mm-hmm. How did he appear?
Very good. Very optimistic, even though those AI ads have been taking them down in the polls. And I get so many calls. I can't believe how many calls, emails, texts, and stuff. And I can't believe that people were falling for that.
I don't either. Energy in a moment, okay?
Yeah.
I can't believe that so many people were falling for that.
Agreed.
Remember I talked to you about the four fellas that I ran into in Aroostook County and got their observations? They really thought that someone had captured an image of Bobby Charles beside a crying Kamala Harris. Dude, come on. That's... Oh. But you really think it hit him in the polls just for a time there?
Yeah, well, he was way, way up in the polls, and you could just see him starting to come down. That, along with the fact that all the other candidates, except for Owen, a great guy, was... You know, they were circling the wagons. There was such a big disparity in the polls that there's no way any of those could have singly come up in the polls high enough to beat him. So they all got together and said, let's knock him down and bring him closer to within reach of us, one of us getting the nomination.
Let me ask you one more political question, and then we'll get on to the topic of energy, because people want to know why their bills are so dang high and how they're going to be able to afford to move forward. But that's this. Do you see a path for GOP unity now? Once we get the ranked choice voting madness behind us, do you think the others that were on the stage with Bobby are going to, if Bobby's the winner, are they going to line up behind him for November?
I think the dynamics are such that, you know, somebody, a millionaire like Bush, he isn't going to have any interest in doing anything. You know, or even Midgley, he's a multimillionaire. He doesn't want to work in, I'm sure, in the government down there in Maine, put up with all that stuff to be a underling. You know, you have people like Wessels. I don't know what you would actually use him for, but Owen McCarthy, we've been talking to Owen, and we're going to talk again later, and he's going to talk to Bobby, and he would be really good, especially in taking something like Hannah Pingree's place. You know, I thought that would be a great spot for him, and for him to get some experience or learning where the bathrooms are in Augusta and come up the learning curve and stuff.
The bathrooms are in Augusta.
I told that to a friend of mine and that worked with me down in Augusta, and he says, Jim, ever since I had my kidney out, I know where all the bathrooms are in Augusta. I got interviewed yesterday too by MS Now.
No, you did not.
Oh yeah.
Really? Oh, hang on a second. Now we got to listen. Okay, how'd it go? What happened? What'd they do? Tell us all about it.
They were definitely looking for somebody to cheer on Graham Plattner.
Boy, so did they ask the wrong guy?
They started off, I think, a little rough. Maybe they asked me, can you say anything about Graham Plattner? I says, well, I can tell you one thing, and that is, there's no pearls in his oysters. And they kind of looked at me kind of funny, you know. And I told them about being on the radio here when you wanted me to look at his energy policy. And I said, I concluded that he doesn't know any more about energy than what he does tattoos, you know. And so they still interviewed me. And but they were, when I told them that has no experience whatsoever in the in the political world, and to go from nobody up to U.S. Senate I says, it's just not realistic. I said, it's like skipping driver's ed and going into NASCAR racing, you know, and I says, it's ridiculous, along with all the baggage he has to carry around the track here with him. But then they said, well, he's got baggage, but do you like Trump? I said, absolutely. He says, well, Trump's got all this baggage. I says, what do you think of that? And I said, well, I'd like to think about it once you get all the facts, but you guys were not providing the facts. You know, this Russian hoax, this laptop that had nothing on it and all this kind of stuff. I said, so anyways, we had a very, but they came on, this young guy who worked with Graham was listening to me talk, and he said, I want to talk. And he went right to town. I could see that they were smiling like heck, and they kept him right on
Okay, forgive me, I don't know what you brought for a topic, but now listeners are sending questions, and I think this is a legit question for you that ties into today. If Hannah Pingree, noting what she has been doing for the governor's office, Governor Mills' office, for years now, if she becomes governor, right, are we indeed in for more of the same of the energy policies that have been pushing us to first to 40 or are we up now to first to 50? Because I think we're going to break 40 pretty fast here.
Well, mine's up to 36 because I don't use much electricity. So okay, mine's up to 36 cents right now.
If Hannah wins the Blaine House, because she's second right now with 90% of the votes counted, and RCV could give her the victory, are we in for more of the same energy policies that's pushed us to be paying as much as we are for a kilowatt of power because of clean energy portfolios?
Yeah, no, that's, I believe she was the one driving this. She was the one that was driving the energy office. She was the one that had her thumb on top of Dan Burgess and making sure that Dan carried out what she wanted. So Hannah has done serious harm to the state.
And you had pointed out to us that you've been talking already with the Republican front runner, Bobby Charles, about an energy policy and how to steer the state forward. Yeah. Can you tell us? I don't know if that's proprietary, if there's anything you can share with us.
No, it isn't, because it's so involved. What it is, as I've said before on the show, you got over 400 bills, energy bills, that have raised the cost of electricity since deregulation. And you can't relitigate all those 400 bills again, especially with all the special interest groups. You know, you got all the NGOs, you know, like the Natural Resource Councils of Maine, Sierra Clubs, blah, blah, blah. You got all the Democrats, you got all the lobbyists, you've got all the special interest companies and concerns that are really milking the cow here. So the only way you can do this and promise the people you can lower energy costs is to have an omnibus energy bill that starts off with, notwithstanding all these other bills, this is where we're starting from here. And you have to be able to put the genie back in the bottle and let utility companies, you know, compete. Let them do the short, medium, long-term planning. Let them go through the evidentiary hearing. You really have to restaff the PUC so that they're not political, that they're objective. You know, there's so many doggone things to go. But just about seven primary things alone would knock down our electricity costs 30%. You know, when you take net energy billing and renewable energy credits and on and on, these, all these kinds of details are very big. Those are the, you know, low hanging fruit, really big things. And but it has to be completely changed, because it is so convoluted and screwed up that nobody can do anything without getting sued all the time, because you're always in violation of one of these 400 laws. You want to just put up a new pole, and all of a sudden you got, you know, three lawsuits against you. You know?
Do you figure that any of the Democrats running for governor have a good or even a fair handle on energy policy?
No, they do not understand it, and they didn't have, and I don't want this to be perceived wrong, but they don't have a Jim LeBrec kind of guy that, you know, stands up and tries to bring facts to the you know, to the political arena and challenges it and goes to hearings and challenges it and goes to caucuses and challenge belief systems and try and educate people and all that kind of stuff. They have anybody that that does not go 100% with their green agenda, then they get cast aside. They do not want to hear anything from anybody in their party other than, yes, we're all on board.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.